Let's turn to the last chapter of the New Testament, the book of the Revelation at the chapter 22. 22nd chapter of the book of the Revelation. Verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that showed me these things. Then said he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he said unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. This is a complete reversal of the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, they weren't allowed or were not permitted to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But here it says we have a right to the tree of life. Who bought that right for us? Christ on the cross. And we may enter in through the gates into the city. Poor old Adam and Eve were thrown out. And there was a sword and angel at the gateway, refusing them the right to go in. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Poor Adam and Eve, out in the darkness of a fallen world. But Christ has come and taken us back. And thank God I have a right to the tree of life that grows in the middle of the Garden of Eden. Back to Eden, back to heaven, back to God's throne, back to God's peace, and back, hallelujah, to God's forgiveness. And so there is a table here. It's not a permanent table. Amen. It's only here for the time that we're on earth. We're only doing something until he comes. Amen. And time will be no more. And then it will not be bread we'll be eating manna from heaven. It will not be man-made wine we'll be drinking. It will be the beverage of heaven in that land that's fairer than day. May God help us to eat and drink today with the expectancy of heaven in our hearts. I'll be there. Hallelujah, I'll be there. I'll shout so loud at you that you'll say, there's a big man's in.
Amen.
And I will be in. Praise God. And so will you. Isn't it great to be saved?
Yes.
Isn't it great to be around the table of the Lord today? Isn't it great to be one of God's children? Let's bow our heads in prayer.
Yeah.
And some of our brethren will lead us now in thanksgiving for the bread which speaks of the body of Christ. Amen.